Let's pray over the open word of God. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can call you Father, that we are your children through what you have done for each of us. We thank you that you speak to us through your word, and that you want it to change us so that we can be more like you. And so, Lord, we ask that as we dip into your word this evening, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see the truth that will change us. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, as I was part of my research for this talk, I watched the first episode of the hit Danish TV series, Ride Upon the Storm. And Martin, I know that your series that you're watching at the moment on Sunday evening is soon coming to an end, so you could move on to this, because it's on Channel 4 on Sunday evenings at 11 o'clock, if you'd like to watch it. Now, the main character in this series is called Johannes Krogh, and he's a priest in his 50s and a leading light in the Evangelical Lutheran Church, which is the Danish state church. Now, on the one hand, he's a really inspiring community leader and a charismatic speaker. But on the other, he's an overbearing and temperamental patriarch, dominating both his wife and his sons. And his life begins to fall apart when he is undone by his ambition of becoming a bishop, this is a spoiler, isn't realized, as he was expecting it to happen and somebody else gets it instead of him. And so, although outwardly he was respectable, his self-destructive impulses threatened to pull down not just himself, but all the people around about him. And after the first episode, I was left thinking that this guy really needed a sabbatical and that he should have read The Emotionally Healthy Leader. But it's easy, isn't it, for us to disapprove of people like Johannes that have this gilded, glittering outward image, but then on the outside, but underneath, they are weak and full of sin. It's really important that the challenge for us as all believers is to live lives that please God rather than ourselves or others. So, being a Christian necessitates all of us being countercultural. That means being different to those around about us. So, why is this so? That's what this talks about this evening. And so, just so that you know roughly where I'm trying to head, there are three parts. The first part is looking at verses 1 and 2, which is all about living to please God. The second part covers verses 3 to 10, which is about, as part of living to please God, is our encouragement to live sexually pure lives and to practice love towards each other and those around about us. And then the last shorter point that is